This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Gaslighting and Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow lead today's news. The tragedy feared by those of us who have lost a child late in pregnancy and watched them die is that senators like Debbie Stabenow would equate our stories with abortion-related infanticide. Michigan Right to Life has documented that current anti-infanticide bills only require the same medically prudent treatment for all born babies. The lie fomented 10 years ago was that embryos had cells, embryonic stem cells, that would make miracles if only we forgot ethics and spent billions on their research. Wesley Smith is now documenting how that is gone and how ethically derived adult stem cells, called adult because the cells are adult, are now the gold standard for therapies. This is Life News Radio. A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life. Kermit Gosnell, convicted of abortion-related infanticide murders, is lamenting that his state refuses to take up New York-style protections for abortion and abortionists that could free Gosnell from his life sentence. And while Vermont concurs with Dr. Gosnell, hundreds of Massachusetts citizens are rallying against similar efforts there. And Wednesday, Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin signed into law a bill banning abortions that eugenically target by gender or disability. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.